Right now, you are standing at the cross streets of 125th Street and Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard, gazing at the castle-like Hotel Teresa. We will be unpacking the remarkable history of this building, from its architecture to its hub for African-American life in the 1940s and 50s, and the buzzed-about visit from Fidel Castro in the 60s. Hotel Teresa was built in 1913 by Gustavus Sinnenberg. Sinnenberg, a German lace manufacturer, bought Hotel Winthrop and hired the firm of George and Edward Blum to demolish the Winthrop and build the new Hotel Teresa. The Blum brothers, trained with the architectural elite in Paris, designed an all-white building that was 13 stories high and included 300 rooms. Sinnenberg named the hotel in honor of his two wives, who were both named Teresa. As the New York Times describes it, the spandrel panels, the rectangles below the windows, consist of diamond shapes made up of crisscross lines, something like the Islamic decoration of the 14th century Alhambra. But looked at it in another light, they could be the zigzag Art Deco of the 1920s. At the third floor level runs a band of varying ornament, including projecting panels of glazed terracotta surrounding roughened sandpaper-like rectangles. From the 10th floor up, the main facade is covered with diaper pattern terracotta, a sort of tapestry of diamond shapes. This section ends in super-scaled, square-topped pediments, another Blum trademark. The window arches of this upper section are great half-rounds of sinus Art Nouveau-type ornament surrounding bulging orbs like mushroom caps. Nothing in the decorative scheme derives from classical architecture. Indeed, it could be said to be anti-classical, so thoroughly does it bypass traditional design. George and Edward Blum may have taken advantage of the orthodox training at the École, but they also took instruction from the streets of Paris, Vienna, and other European cities where the secession style had recently flowered. Upon the hotel's first years of service, its staff and guests consisted of white patrons only. However, in the 1940s, the Teresa opened for all races as the African-American population in Harlem continued to expand. The hotel soon took on the nickname the Waldorf of Harlem as it became a hub for African-American events. Prominent figures such as composer Duke Ellington, boxer Joe Louis, singer-songwriter Ray Charles, musician Jimi Hendrix, singer Nat King Cole, and trumpeter Louis Armstrong enjoyed visiting and staying at the Teresa. In 1959, the hotel took on even more significance when the Communist Party of the United States held its convention at the Teresa. Fidel Castro also stayed at the hotel in 1960 when he came to New York to address the United Nations. Several prominent people visited Castro at the hotel during his stay, including African-American civil rights leader Malcolm X, poet Langston Hughes, Prime Minister of India Jawaharlal Nehru, and Premier of the Soviet Union Nikita S. Khrushchev. Later, John F. Kennedy came to the hotel for a presidential campaign stop. While he was there, he remarked, "I am delighted to come and visit. Behind the fact of Castro coming to this hotel, Khrushchev coming to Castro, there is another great traveler in the world, and that is the travel of a world revolution, a world in turmoil. I am delighted to come to Harlem, and I think the whole world should come here, and the whole world should recognize that we all live right next to each other, whether here in Harlem or on the other side of the globe." Later in the 1960s, the hotel was converted into an office building and renamed the Teresa Towers. While Hotel Teresa may no longer be an actual hotel, New York City declared it a landmark in 1993.